This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
All right, good to be with you here on a Tuesday. We're working our way through Daniel Jeremiah's mock draft. And it's with trades, and we've told you who's available. To your offensive lineman, Zach Frazier, wide receiver, Xavier Worthy from Texas, Chop Robinson, defensive end from Penn State, Braden Fisk, defensive tackle from Florida State, and Kool-Aid McKinstry, the cornerback from Alabama, waiting to get your picks as they come in. Here we go. We'll tell you who the people tag, and then Gator, you and Kang will give your picks, and then we'll tell you who the actual pick is. From an unnamed texter, I'm going Kool-Aid there. There are plenty of other defensive end and D tackles I like in this draft that they can get later. Top cornerbacks are hard to find. Another one here from Rich. Chop. Get him and be the bookend with Hutch, especially with the free agents we picked up on offense and defense. Great show. Thank you. Unnamed texter, definitely Cooper DeJean. Looks like a lockdown corner. Let's get that position solid for the next few years. Greg writes in, Cooper DeJean, Iowa Hawkeyes have worked out well for us. Will writes in, the perfect pick is Cooper DeJean. I never thought he'd be available. It's a no-brainer. Mark in a green and white truck says, we must go Chop. Nick in Westland says, DeJean. Dave in Troy says, in this scenario, I take DeJean as the cornerback drop. The cornerback drop-off is the most of the positions listed. Tyler, a cop in Southfield, says, Bama's secondary has done us great in the past, and this pick wouldn't change that, Kool-Aid or bust.
Well, outside of Brian Branch, who have the Lions had in the secondary from Alabama?
Was Jerry Jacobs? He was Arkansas, wasn't he?
I think he was Arkansas. Might be it.
I'll say this. I don't mean to.
It doesn't matter.
I'm trying to sidetrack it. The thing is there already built-in chemistry because of Brian Branch? If you were to add Kool-Aid McKinstry, that's something to consider.
I'm not sure that a guy. I don't know. That's much to consider, but sure. You can get a personal scouting report from Brian Branch, although I'm sure they don't need to lean on just him, but he'd be there to tell them anything they need to know that he might be able to share.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, if you look at the corner position, you got Iowa and Alabama, and you've got plenty of Iowa on the team to talk to about their former teammate, and obviously with Brian Branch regarding Kool-Aid. I mean, to me, it comes down to three names.
In this scenario.
Yeah.
And those three names are?
I'm torn between the two corners and Chop.
Yep.
I mean, if Chop's name was simply, David Robinson. I don't know why I picked David. How about Daver? If he was Daver Robinson, I'd still be interested, but not as interested. His nickname is Chop, man. I love it. No, he was a really good college player. He could be dominant at times, and there's a lot to like there. That being said, they went out and got Marcus Davenport. I'm still hopeful that James Houston's the guy. Well, only got, you know, one first round pick here. Which am I going to get more bang for? I'm still torn, but you're asking me to do it, Doug. I'm going to go Cooper DeJean.
The pick is in, huh?
Or DeJean. Is it DeJean or DeJean?
DeJean. It's DeJean. Lions take Cooper DeJean if Gator's the GM. Kang, what about you? Pick in?
So I actually love the corners available, but I'm trying to win this very next season, and those cornerbacks probably aren't going to break my starting lineup, so I don't want anything to do with those corners because guess what? There's going to be another bunch of corners next year and the year after that. So that's my reasoning. I got to go defensive end. I got to go someone with a player who can help impact this team right away because the window, I know everyone wants sustainability and all this stuff, but you just never know. Ask all the teams that never went back or couldn't win it. The window is now for the Lions, so I'm going defensive end. I didn't hear you mention the name Braylon Trice because he was another defensive end I was looking at too, Doug. In the end, I did go with Chop Robinson.
Okay.
I just believe his ceiling to get to the quarterback, even if he's a one-trick pony his very first year, I need someone to pair up with Aiden Hutchinson on the other side and just cause some havoc, put some pressure on the quarterback, whether it's James Houston or Pascal, whoever. I need to load up on that area. I don't think Davenport's that. I don't see it from Davenport. I think he's just more of a, you know, adept veteran type guy. I want Chow Robinson.
I tell you, Kang makes a very compelling argument.
Yeah, I got pick his in. I'm going Chop Robinson, Penn State. I mean, that's to me, his quickness, he was explosive. I think he's everything you want in a speed edge rusher. I think he's basically a better version of James Houston. He's going to have to put on some weight, but a lot of rookies, that's the case. He's like 250. So at the end of the day, we got two Chops and a Cooper. Daniel Jeremiah, though, ran the draft. The pick is in. And with the 29th pick of the 2024 NFL draft, the Detroit Lions select Kool-Aid McKinstry, cornerback, right. Alabama.
I ain't mad at it.
And he writes, this was a tough call for me, deciding between McKinstry and Penn State edge rusher Chop Robinson. The Lions are going to end up with a talented outside cornerback to pair with his former Alabama teammate, slot corner Brian Branch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So there you go. Kool-Aid McKinstry. No, I did not say the name Braylon Trice. Would you prefer Braylon Trice to Chop Robinson?
No, but I was looking, I told you my reasoning. I kind of geared away from the cornerback, so I'm looking at what defensive ends are available. And Trice is someone that's on my board, you know. In the end, he's not athletic enough. He doesn't have the tangibles that Chop Robinson has, and that's what I want. I want a guy to get to the quarterback, and I think Chop's just better suited for that.
Can I change my thing?
You want to go Chop now?
I like Kang's explanation as to why it's Chop. I mean, yours is all about the player, and this is what he is. I got it, and mine was kind of about the player too. Kang was strategically involved there because the player is great, right? But it's a player that can contribute right away. Not that Cooper DeJean wouldn't or Kool-Aid McKinstry wouldn't, but you'd feel pretty strongly about Chop Robinson coming right in and being a guy at the other end.
Yeah, look, this out of all the mock drafts we've done, this one is my favorite scenario for the Lions because there's so much to choose from here that I'd be ecstatic with. Now, could they do something we don't expect? Yeah, but I want to round out the first round here with the rest of the picks because it's really interesting.
Let me just ask you this real quick, yep. Both of you. Would you be disappointed if the scenario is there and the Lions ended up with Cooper DeJean or Kool-Aid McKinstry?
Not particularly disappointed.
No, I really like both those players. Okay. I do. I just hear what comes to is opportunity. So they draft those guys, and they're already, what, fourth or fifth on the depth chart? I don't know if they see the field. DeJean might because he can return kicks.
Yeah.
But
I guess I'd be sitting back going, hey, whatever you want to do, I'm curious as to why he would do it between those three players, if those are the three he's choosing from, and just kind of enjoying the moment because I like all three.
Another player I didn't mention that was still on the board is Kamari Lassiter, the cornerback from Georgia. So
like him a lot,
yeah,
too.
So we're looking at
a lot of cornerbacks.
An abundance of quality players. But so Lions take Kool-Aid McKinstry. The next pick, the Baltimore Ravens take Cooper DeJean, cornerback, Iowa. At 31, the Niners go Chop Robinson, edge rusher, Penn State. At 32, Kansas City goes Adonai Mitchell, wide receiver.
Yeah, now I really want Chop Robinson because I don't need San Francisco to be, you know, dropping guys like Eric Armstead and picking up his replacement who can hit the ground running and be as good.
But you know what's interesting is a name I'm not seeing as much anymore that we saw a lot was Rakestraw, the corner from Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
Early in this process, I felt like his name was coming up a lot, and now it's not as much. So I don't know. It's, like we said, trading back would be great. And I wouldn't be surprised if they did. But the one caller said earlier, it wouldn't be surprised if they traded up. What if I told you, considering that they filled all of these holes that they needed to in the offseason and free agency, what if you found up they found out they traded up 12, 14 spots and took Quinyon Mitchell?
I mean, I'd like, I don't have a problem with that because, you know, I'm a big fan of his, but the name I thought you were going to bring up was the offensive lineman. Was it Jackson?
Jackson Powers Johnson.
Yeah.
I will tell you another name I think they should be eyeing trading up is Jared Verse.
Yes, but he's a name is shooting up the mock drafts. He used to be, you could see him in the late teens, early 20s.
Yep.
Now he's like top 15 easy.
248-539-9797. We'll get to your phone calls and feedback coming up. Also, we are getting unprecedented love.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.